Episode 36, Chicken Pho and Whole Foods. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Jupiter Podcast is the audio accompaniment to LadyJupiter.com, a lifestyle blog where I write about my family's military life, our home life, casual fashion, and travel when possible. I'm happy that you're here with me. Today, I'll share an update on our life as affected by the U.S. military, continue with the blog update, then wrap up with my most recent domestic diversion. Today in our military-affected lives, I have nothing significant to update. Mr. Jupiter's promotion date remains unknown, and life goes on. Luckily, he has a break coming up soon and can use some leave, even though we really can't go anywhere. It's this winter break where we like going somewhere warm, but that would be irresponsible of us as COVID-19 cases and deaths are breaking records again. Hawaii can wait. Mexico will still be there. So this year, we're just going to hang out at home and cook elaborate meals. For today's LadyJupiter.com update, I haven't been writing as much as I did last week, and that's okay with me. My motivation and writing windows aren't matching up like I want them to. Maybe next week will be better. All I did was update this season's Outfits of the Day post once or twice to include my newest, most colorful leather jacket from The Mighty Company. And now for my most recent domestic diversion. I have just been cooking and trying to use my produce before it goes bad. Earlier today, I made pho, well, the broth anyway, because I needed to cook down a chicken carcass and wanted something flavorful to warm up my bones. A quick search led me to damndelicious.net, and her recipe was perfect because it was an Instant Pot recipe and I had all of the ingredients handy. The only change I made was that instead of chicken thighs and chicken broth, I used my handy-dandy carcass and cooked it for 45 minutes instead of 15. Link in the show notes to her chicken pho. Otherwise, I just had my first Whole Foods delivery to my home. I'm not sure how long this service has been available in my area, but I'm glad that it's here and that I actually read the banner advertisement. For my area, the delivery is free with orders over $35. The shipping and checkout is all done on Amazon. It's just easy. So instead of driving 40 minutes each way for my favorite juice, I simply made an order of juice, frozen pasta, and some pantry items, and everything was delivered before I put Kid Jupiter down for his nap. I think I'm going to change my shopping habits to include more Whole Foods deliveries, because I trust Amazon a million times more than I trust the local click list shoppers who picked and delivered a few Kroger purchases for me. I am sure that there are good ones, but I didn't have the best experiences and would rather not use that service. I'm oddly excited, though, about getting organic bone-in chicken again because I haven't been able to get organic cut poultry at Kroger for months, and I miss making chicken soup. Sadly, I think I'll need to lay off the cold-pressed juices, however. I super love Whole Foods' Greenade juice, which is made with apples, celery, spinach, kale, and lemon. But each serving has 10 grams of sugar, and that's the least sugary juice they offer. So I might as well drink a soda, because those are also full of sugar and without fiber. Realistically, I'll just stick to Suja Uber Greens juice that I can buy in more stores. It's not as delicious, but the 4 grams of sugar per serving are more manageable. For the record, those sugars are all natural, no added sugars. Maybe one day I'll get back to blending greens and drinking salads again. I did that for a while when we lived in Kansas. My taste buds wanted bitter greens, so I blended a lot of kale and cucumber with dandelion tea and whatever fruits or greens I had available. Some green drinks were better than others, but I didn't take notes, so I'll be starting from scratch when I want to drink salads again. And that's it for today's show. Show notes and transcript will be available on ladyjupiter.com/podcast. Scroll down to the link for episode 36, Chicken Pho and Whole Foods. Big shout out to Patreon patron Chris. His monthly support keeps the lights on at ladyjupiter.com and Lady Jupiter Podcast. His support is the equivalent cost to a latte on the first of the month. So if you too can spare $4, then you can help me a latte with your patronage. I'll personally thank you on air, just like I thank Chris. And yes, the few dollars really do help. Swing by patreon.com/ladyjupiter. Both tiers are under $10. Proceeds go towards my annual hosting fees for ladyjupiter.com and hosting Lady Jupiter Podcast. I hope you have an excellent rest of your week. I'll be back on the 15th. Talk to you later. Bye.